Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates the Global Investors Summit 2025 in Bhopal, says the entire world is looking at India with hope and optimism. Prime Minister Modi to release 19th installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme from Bhagalpur in Bihar today. Newly constituted Delhi Assembly session begins, speaker to be elected this afternoon. Domestic equity markets shed over 1% in the early trade, Sensex drops below 75,000, Nifty sheds 236 points. And in cricket, New Zealand to face Bangladesh at Rawalpindi in ICC Champions Trophy 2025 this afternoon. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that this is the first time in the history of India that the whole world is looking towards India with hope and optimism. Launching the Global Investors Summit in Bhopal today, Mr. Modi said that common people, economists, institutions and many countries have expectations from India. From the World Bank to all the major institutions of the world are calling India the fastest growing economy.
वर्ल्ड बैंक ने कहा है भारत आने वाले सालों में ऐसे ही दुनिया की फास्टेस्ट ग्रोइंग इकोनॉमी बना रहेगा। ओईसीडी के एक अहम रिप्रेजेंटेटिव का कहना है फ्यूचर ऑफ द वर्ल्ड इज इन इंडिया। यूएन की एक संस्था ने भारत को सोलर पावर की सुपर पावर कहा था।
Mr. Modi said that this trust of the world on the country has also increased the confidence of the states. At the same time, the pace of development has also doubled due to the double-engine government. The Prime Minister said that in developed India, three sectors, textile, tourism and technology, are the most important. He said that the government is not only promoting traditional skills in these three sectors, but is also working on new areas like agro-textile, geo and medical textile.
भारत के विकसित भविष्य में तीन सेक्टर्स की बहुत बड़ी भूमिका रहने वाली है। ये तीनों सेक्टर्स करोड़ों नई जॉब क्रिएट करने वाले हैं। ये सेक्टर्स हैं टेक्सटाइल, टूरिज्म और टेक्नोलॉजी। टेक्सटाइल के सेक्टर को ही देखें तो भारत कॉटन, सिल्क, पॉलिएस्टर और विस्कोस का दूसरा सबसे बड़ा प्रोड्यूसर है।
Mr. Modi said, this is the best time to invest in Madhya Pradesh because this state is among the top states of the country in terms of mineral resources as well as infrastructure.
Madhya Pradesh, agriculture ke maamle mein, Bharat ke top ke rajyon mein hai. Minerals ke hisaab se bhi, MP desh ke top 5 rajyon mein hai. MP mein har wo potential hai, jo MP ko जीडीपी के हिसाब से भी देश के टॉप 5 राज्यों में ला सकता है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 19th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme from Bhagalpur in Bihar today. The scheme provides 6,000 rupees annually to the landholding farmers in three equal installments. Programs will also be organized in 731 Krishi Vigyan Kendras across the country with nearly 2.5 crore farmers joining the program physically or virtually.
भागलपुर की धरती पर 24 फरवरी को एक नया इतिहास रचा जाएगा। प्रधानमंत्री श्रीमान नरेंद्र मोदी जी का एक भव्यतम कार्यक्रम यहाँ संपन्न होने वाला है। 9,80,00,000 किसानों के खाते में 22,700 करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा की धनराशि भागलपुर की इस पवित्र धरा से प्रधानमंत्री जी देश भर के किसानों के खाते में डालेंगे और बिहार को विकास की कई सौगातें देंगे।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Assam this evening on a two-day visit. The Prime Minister will attend the Mega Jhumoir Binondini program in Guwahati today and will inaugurate the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit tomorrow. More from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister on his arrival in Guwahati will attend a mega Jhumur dance performance at Khorukhoja Stadium in the evening. Over 8,500 T-Tribe community artists will perform the Jhumur dance. The performance, part of celebrations marking 200 years of Assam tea, will be followed by a laser show showcasing the state's cultural heritage. As many as 61 heads of missions to India along with other dignitaries will also witness the Jhumur performance. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate an exhibition related to the summit later in the evening. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will inaugurate plenary sessions of the Advantage Assam 2.0 summit in the morning. Assam's governor, union ministers, and chief ministers from neighboring states, as well as diplomats and business delegations from several countries, industry experts, among others, will participate in the summit. Aminul Hujuddar, Akashbani News, Guwahati.
The first session of the newly constituted Delhi Assembly began today with Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and her cabinet colleagues, Parvesh Sahib Singh, Ashish Sood, Manjinder Singh Sirsa, Kapil Mishra, Ravindra Indraj Singh and Pankaj Singh taking oath as MLAs. Pro Tem Speaker Arvinder Singh Lovely administered the oath to them and others. Other newly elected MLAs also took oath. Now we take you live to our correspondent Saklane. Saklane, what are the latest updates?
Anuja, the Assembly welcomed the newly elected members of with colourful flowers and vibrant decoration. The members took oath in different languages. Delhi Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa took oath in Gurumukhi. Kiradi MLA Anil Jha and Sangam Vihar Chandan Chaudhary has taken oath in Maithili. Minister Kapil Mishra and Burari's MLA Sanjeev Jha, among others, has taken oath in Sanskrit, while Chaudhary's Zubair Ahmed from Seelampur took oath in Urdu language. Now the election for the post of Speaker will start in a short while. CM Rekha Gupta will move the motion to elect Rohini MLA Vijender Gupta as Speaker of the House. In the three-day session, LG will address the House tomorrow. The pending CAG report will also be tabled in the House. The BJP was continuously targeting AAP during the elections for not tabling CAG report in the House as it allegedly exposed the corruption of the previous AAP government. So far, it looks like that the heated debate we are going to witness. Anuja.
Thank you, Saklane, for the inputs. The House has been adjourned till 2 p.m. Once the House reassembles, the election of Speaker will take place. Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena will address the House tomorrow. The CAG reports on the functioning of the previous government will also be presented the same day. The three-day session will continue till the 27th of this month. The meeting of Select Committee of Lok Sabha examining the Income Tax Bill 2025 is underway in New Delhi. The 31-member panel is being headed by BJP MP Bejayant Panda. The committee will submit its report by the first day of the monsoon session of the Parliament. Indian Railways is making constant efforts to provide convenient travel options for pilgrims visiting the ongoing Mahakumbh at Prayagraj. Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw is monitoring the situation from the war room set up at the railway board. Mr. Vaishnaw also visited the New Delhi railway station last night to inspect the crowd management. Later, speaking to media, Mr. Vaishnaw said several steps have been taken for crowd control at New Delhi railway station.
जो भी पैसेंजर आएंगे उन पैसेंजर्स में अगर उनके पास रिजर्व टिकट है पहले से तो वो सीधा स्टेशन के अंदर जाएंगे जिनके पास टिकट नहीं है वो लोग पहले एक होल्डिंग एरिया में जाएंगे मेट्रो से जो एक साथ रश आता है उसको डायरेक्शनली अब सीधा होल्डिंग एरिया में ले जाने की व्यवस्था की गई है और जितने अनरिजर्व टिकटिंग के काउंटर्स हैं उनको फर्स्ट फ्लोर से हटा के यहां पे होल्डिंग एरिया के अंदर काउंटर्स उसके बना दिए गए
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, plunged over 1% in the early deals today. The benchmark indices opened with losses of over 0.5% as weak global cues following decline in the US stocks due to growth concerns and persistent foreign fund outflows dampened investors' sentiment. However, as the trade proceeds, the equity indices lost over 1%. The 30-share BSE Sensex was trading down by 811 points or 1.08% to 74,500 and the NSE Nifty 50 lost 236 points or 1.03% to trade at 22,560 when reports last came in. The broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange was also trading in negative territory. The mid-cap index shed over 0.8% and the small-cap index fell over 0.9% a short while ago. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India remains the largest contributor to the UN peacekeeping operations. In his video message during the first ever conference for women peacekeepers in New Delhi this afternoon, Dr. Jaishankar said India believes that peacekeeping has a very important role in global peace.
India is proud of its contributions and association with UN peacekeeping, a commitment that spans decades. Since the 1950s, India has contributed over 290,000 peacekeepers across more than 50 missions. In fact, India remains the largest troop contributing country to this day. Currently, more than 5,000 Indian peacekeepers are deployed in 9 of the 11 active missions, often in challenging and hostile environments, with a singular focus, the advancement of global peace and security.
Dr. Jaishankar reiterated that India will meaningfully contribute to the global peacekeeping efforts. The theme of the conference is Women in Peacekeeping, a Global South Perspective. The two-day conference is being organized by the Ministry of External Affairs in collaboration with the Ministry of Defense and the Center for United Nations Peacekeeping. And now news from Mahakumbh at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. Around 1 lakh assistive devices worth over 16 crore rupees have been distributed to elderly individuals so far at the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj by the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment. The assistive devices are being distributed at the Ministry's Pavilion at Sector 7 of the Mahakumbh Mela area, benefiting around 21,000 elderly so far. Our correspondent reports that the pavilion is also spreading awareness about the Ministry's various schemes and initiatives through interactive methods.
The pavilion is designed around the theme of divine, grand and digital, showcasing the ministry's commitment in integrating modern technology with traditional values. A constitution touchscreen flip book is present at the entrance to educate visitors about India's constitution. Assistive devices including wheelchairs, walking sticks, knee braces, silicon cushions and crutches are being distributed for free. Another major highlight of the pavilion is the Tulip brand initiative, under which artisans are showcasing and selling their handicraft products, providing them with opportunities for economic inclusion. Talking to Akashvani News, Rakhi Bakshi, host of the pavilion, said that daily cultural programs, street plays, panel discussions and musical performances have been entertaining and educating the visitors here.
Nukkad natak ke zariye in sari kalyankari yojanaon ko jo mantralay logon tak pahunchana chahta hai un natakon mein in samajik sandesh ke bare mein bataya jata hai to ye kalyan ka ek samagam hai.
Ms. Bakshi also highlighted that the pavilion is spreading awareness about key schemes of the ministry and providing last mile connectivity.
Hamara prayas yahi hai ki Prayagraj mein इस पवेलियन के द्वारा हम लोगों तक पहुंचे राष्ट्रीय वयोश्री योजना के तहत हमने सम्मानित वृद्धजनों को निःशुल्क सहायक उपकरण देने का काम किया है जिसकी व्हीलचेयर भारी संख्या में वितरित किया जा रहा है
The ministry's participation in Mahakumbh 2025 reflects its dedication. The ministry's participation in Mahakumbh 2025 reflects its dedication to social justice and empowerment. With Abhishek Kapil, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
In the United States, the deadline for the federal government employees to submit their work accomplishments from the previous week ends tonight. The Trump administration sent emails to more than 2.5 million federal employees on Saturday, giving them 48 hours to respond. In a social media post, Elon Musk, head of the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency, said that failing to respond would be considered a resignation. Today in the Champions Trophy, New Zealand will face Bangladesh in a Group A match this afternoon in Rawalpindi, Pakistan. The match is set to begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian time. A win for New Zealand will secure their spot in the semi-finals alongside India, surpassing defending champions Pakistan and Bangladesh. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates the Global Investors Summit 2025 in Bhopal, says the entire world is looking at India with hope and optimism. Prime Minister Modi to release 19th installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme from Bhagalpur in Bihar today. Newly constituted Delhi Assembly session begins. Speaker to be elected this afternoon. Domestic equity market shed over 1% in the early trade. Sensex drops below 75,000. Nifty sheds 236 points. And in cricket, New Zealand to face Bangladesh at Rawalpindi in ICC Champions Trophy 2025 this afternoon. And with that, we end the midday news.